Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Hello, friend, and welcome to Hope for Today. My name is J. Mark Horst. I'm your friend and Bible teacher. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope, an international gospel radio and literature ministry. Each week, the Bible teaching broadcasts of Heralds of Hope circle the globe in English and 14 other major languages. And our Bible teaching programs in English, Spanish, Nepali, Mandarin Chinese, and other languages are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, media.heraldsofhope.org. Thousands are logging onto the site each month for spiritual nourishment and blessing. You can join them and be blessed too. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." That's John 18:12. That's what this program is all about, bringing the light of the gospel to those who've never heard, and bringing the light to those who already have life so they can enjoy greater life and light. On our program today, by God's grace and the enabling of the Holy Spirit, I want to shed some light on a very important subject, seeking the kingdom of God. Our scripture text is Luke chapter 12 and verses 22 to 34. But before we turn to that scripture portion, let's pray. Our gracious Father in heaven, we come to you in the name and through the blood of the Lord Jesus. We thank you for access through him into your holy presence. We worship you and we lift up your holy name. Now, Father, as I open your word, I pray your Holy Spirit will enable me to communicate your truth clearly to my listening friend. Take these words of our text from the lips of our Savior and implant them firmly in the good soil of his or her heart. Help us both to better understand the joys and rewards of seeking the kingdom of God. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. There was once a great king who had all his world could afford, but the thing he loved most was to laugh. Once while he was being entertained, a jester came along. He wanted to join in the festival and perform for the king. So his opportunity came and he put on the best comical show he'd ever done, and the king laughed harder than he'd ever laughed before. So once the festival was over, the king wanted to hire this man to be his personal jester. After he was hired, the king laughingly handed him a small stick and said, "You are the most foolish man alive. When you find someone more foolish than you, give them this stick." And then the king laughed heartily at his own wit. Many years later, that same king lay on his deathbed. He was ready to go at any moment. And he called for his jester because he wanted to laugh one more time before he died. When the jester's performance was through, he asked to speak to the king alone. When they were alone, the jester asked, "King, where are you going?" The king responded, "On a far journey." And the jester asked, "And how do you plan to get there?" The king responded by saying, "I don't know." At those words, the jester pulled the stick from one of his pockets and handed it to the king. The king was stunned, and he asked the jester why he had given him the stick. This is what the jester said, "King, today I have found a man more foolish than I. For you see, I only trifled with the things of life, but you have trifled with the things of eternity." That story provides a link between our text, Luke 12, 22 to 34, and the verses just previous to it. The king was much like the rich fool that Jesus spoke about in verses 16 to 21. In our previous study from chapter 12, we learned about the dangers of covetousness. We learned that covetousness damages relationships, it distorts reality, and it determines rewards. It's important for us to remember these things because the first verse of our text begins with the word therefore. We'll see the significance of this more clearly as we examine the text. I've titled the message, Seeking the Kingdom of God. Right now, I will read Luke chapter 12, verses 22 to 34, and then show you the rewards of obeying Christ's commands that relate to seeking the kingdom of God. Then Jesus said to his disciples, Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? If you then are not able to do the least, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass, which today is in the field, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you have need of those things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves money bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The commands Jesus gives in this text present several rewards that come to those who are truly seeking the kingdom of God. The first reward for seeking the kingdom of God is, it reduces anxiety. In the parable of the rich fool, just prior to our text, the wealthy farmer gave a lot of thought and attention to his newfound wealth. He wasn't just concerned about what he needed for that day, but what he thought he needed for the rest of his life, and so he planned accordingly. But Jesus called him a fool because he planned for a future he would never see, and he failed to plan for a future he couldn't escape. He trifled with the things of eternity. He learned the truth of Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 11. When goods increase, they increase who eat them, and what advantage has their owner but to see them with his eyes? But he forgot the truth of Psalm 62:10. If riches increase, do not set your heart on them. And Proverbs 23:5. For riches suddenly sprout wings, flying like an eagle toward heaven. Jesus ended that earlier section of teaching by warning the crowd that this is the condition of every person who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. The foolishness of the rich farmer is the backdrop for Jesus' teaching about the kingdom. The rich farmer, as we know, made a terrible mistake, one from which he didn't recover. He had expended all his energy on his present circumstances, his physical life, and he ended up with nothing to show for it. After giving this example to the multitude, Jesus now turns specifically to the 12. In light of the grave error the rich farmer made, Jesus counsels the 12 not to be anxious or distracted or worried about their physical needs. The verb tense indicates that this command can take on the positive, do not be anxious, or the negative, stop being anxious. Some people have taken the wording of the King James Version, take no thought, as a reckless disregard for the future, but that's certainly not how the original readers would have understood it. If you look at Shakespeare and other writers of the time, They clearly use the word with the meaning of anxiety. Furthermore, Jesus used the same Greek word in Luke chapter 10 and verse 41 in his rebuke of Martha. He said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are careful or anxious and troubled about many things." Jesus told her she had allowed herself to be distracted by things of lesser importance. In verses 22 to 28 of our text, Jesus speaks primarily about our need for food and clothing. His first statement in verse 23 sets the tone for what follows. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Now, one would be hard-pressed to reach that conclusion in our modern consumer-oriented culture. Huge amounts of time and energy and finances are expended on these two things, food and clothing, far beyond the scope of our needs. Albert Barnes asks this question: "Shall not he who has conferred the greater blessing, life, be willing to confer the lesser, food and clothing?" Along with acknowledging our needs, Jesus issues several commands. The first one is, consider the ravens. What can we learn from them? Well, to consider is more than just giving something a passing glance. The word speaks of observation and understanding. Jesus said the ravens don't store up provisions in a pantry or a barn, and yet God makes sure they always have something to eat. But neither do they sit on the tree branch and wait for their food to come to them. Jesus reminds the disciples they are of much more value than the ravens. Earlier in this chapter, Jesus mentioned the Father's care for sparrows, how he notices when one falls to the ground. When you and I take time to observe and understand what Jesus is saying and the comparison he's making, then our anxieties about our needs seem somewhat irrational, don't they? And a renewed focus on seeking God's kingdom will reduce our level of anxiety. My friend, I hate to interrupt, but we're almost out of time for today's broadcast. Lord willing, we'll be back next week to continue this study. In the meantime, if you'd like to have an audio CD or a printed copy of this complete teaching, just write and request it by its title, Seeking the Kingdom of God. Now, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Seeking the Kingdom of God. I'd be happy to send one to you. Once again, the quickest way for you to contact me is to send an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a free copy of this teaching, Seeking the Kingdom of God, either in print or on an audio CD. And don't forget, our Bible teaching programs are available to you all the time and anytime on our website, media.heraldsofhope.org. Thousands are logging onto the site each month for spiritual nourishment and blessing. You can join them and be blessed too. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as we continue this study, Seeking the Kingdom of God. I hope you can join me. And until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.